Ultra, welcome to Celtic Cafe Radio, broadcasting the best Celtic music from around the world. There's your host for the next hour, Mark Gallagher, inviting you to add a touch of the Celt to your day. Well, we're about a month away from St. Patrick's Day, and of course, we're going to ramp it up till St. Patrick's Day with all kinds of Irish music, and we're starting out here with Irish Balladeers.
The Garden of Eden has vanished, they say, but I know the lie of it still. Just turn to the left at the Bridge of Finnay and stop when halfway to Cootill. 'Tis there you will find it, I know sure enough, when fortune has come to my call. The grass that grows green around Bally James Stuff, and the blue sky is over it all. In tones that are tender and tones that are rough, I'm whispering over the sea. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Stuff. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me. My mother once told me that when I was born, the day that I first saw the light, I looked down that street on the very first morn and gave a great crow of delight. Now most newborn babies appear in a huff and start with a sorrowful squall, but I knew I was born in Bally James Stuff, and that's why I smiled at them all. The baby's a man now, he's toy-worn and tough, still whispers from over the sea. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Stuff. Come home, Paddy Riley, to me.
Hear the bells of Dublin in this lonely waiting room, and the paper boys are singing in the rain. Not too long before they take us to the airport and the noise, to get on board a transatlantic plane. We've got nothing left to stay for, we have no more left to say, and there isn't any work for us to do. So farewell, ye boys and girls, another bloody flight of earls. Our best asset is our best export too. It's not murder, fear, or famine that makes us leave this time. We're not going to join McAlpine's Fusiliers. We've got brains and we've got vision. We've got education too, but we just can't throw away these precious years. So we walk the streets of London and the streets of Baltimore, and we meet at night in several Boston bars. We're the leaders of the future, but we're far away from home, and we dream of you beneath the Irish stars. As we look on Ellis Island and the lady in the bay, and Manhattan turns to face another Sunday, we just wonder what you're doing for to bring us all back home. As we look forward to another Monday, but it's not the work that scares us. We don't mind an honest job, and we know things will get better once again. So a thousand times adieu. We've got Bono and you too. All we're missing is the Guinness and the rain. So switch off your new computers, 'cause the writing's on the wall. We're leaving as our fathers did before. Take a look at Dublin Airport, or the boat that leaves Northwall. There'll be no youth unemployment anymore, because we're over here in Queensland and in parts of New South Wales. We're on the seas, the airways, and the trains. But if we see better days, those big airplanes go both ways, and we'll all be coming back to you again. Yes, we'll all be coming back to you.
This is your host, Mark Gallagher. It's all about Irish balladeers this week. And we're ramping up towards the big day, St. Patrick's Day, on March 17th. And we're about 29 days away, depending on when you're listening to this show. And of course, we started out with one of my favorite balladeers of all time, Paddy Riley, and two songs, one from Percy French from way back when, a comeback Paddy Riley to Bally James Duff, and the second by Liam Riley from Bagatelle, no relation, and his song about the 80s in Ireland and the fleeing of the young folk all over the world, called The Flight of the Earls. I got to see him in person, and I got to see the next gentleman in person as well. His name is Jim McCann, another Dublin man. And by the way, Paddy Riley and Jim McCann, as well as later on in the show, we have Patchy Watchong, all sang together with the Dubliners at one time or another. Anyways, here's Jim McCann with another ballad, this one by Pete St. John, called Rare Old Times.
Mm-hmm. songs and stories, heroes of renown, the passing tales and glories that once was Dublin town, the hallowed halls and houses, the haunting children's rhymes, that once was Dublin city in the rare old times. Ring-a-ring-a-rosie, as the light declines, I remember Dublin city in the rare. As Dublin as could be, born hard and late in Pimlico, in a house that ceased to be. By trade I was a cooper, lost out to redundancy, like my house that fell to progress, my trade's a memory. As pretty as you please, a rogue and a child of Mary, from the rebel liberties. I lost her to a student chap, with skin as black as coal, when he took her out to Birmingham, she took away my soul. As the light declines, I remember Dublin city in the rare old time. The years have made me bitter, the gargoyles dimmed my brain, 'cause Dublin keeps on changing and nothing seems the same. The pillar and the met have gone, the royal long since pulled down, as the grey unyielding concrete makes a city of my town. Fare thee well, sweet Anna Liffey, I can no longer stay and watch the new glass cages spring up along the quay. My mind's too full of memories, too old to hear new chimes. I'm a part of what was Dublin in the rare old times. Ring a ring a rosie, as the light declines, I remember Dublin city in the rare old times. Ring a ring a rosie, as the light declines, I remember Dublin city.
Just going as I please. This April day the sun was warm, there was but a gentle breeze. I wandered up the old stone steps into the Phoenix Park and watched the children run and play. and the hours before the dark. I walked up by the monument and lay there on the ground. Then people started crying when they heard the battle sound. And I don't know what came over me. For a moment I could hear the pleading of a soldier's voice kept calling in my ear. Meet me at the pillar, son. Please meet me there at noon. I need you, brave young Irishman. There's something we must do. Meet me at the pillar, son. It still is not too late. It's time to sing a freedom song. Soon I cannot wait. I looked around to see this man, but nobody was there. In the distance I could hear the drum, yet a stillness filled the air. I closed my eyes and in this dream a soldier I could see. He said his name was Porrick Pierce, and he kept on calling me. Meet me at the pillar, son. Please meet me there at noon. I need your brave young Irishman. There's something we must do. Meet me at the pillar, son. It still is not too late. It's time to sing a freedom song. Come soon. Meet me at the pillar, son. Please meet me there at noon. I need your brave young Irishman. There's so much we can do. Meet me at the pillar, son. It still is not too late. It's time to sing a freedom song. Come soon, I cannot wait.
The great voice there of Jim McCann. A couple of songs there. One about Dublin in the rare old times, reminiscing about what Dublin was. And then we heard Meet Me at the Pillar, all about being called by Padraic Pearse as a ghost, calling him to join the fight in 1916 during the Irish Rebellion. Jim McCann again. Next, we move on to two gentlemen that I've seen at the 1984 Milwaukee Irish Fest when they were a duo. The first gentleman's name is Tommy Makem. He's from next door to me in Dover, New Hampshire. And the other one is Liam Clancy, both Irishmen who immigrated in the 50s. And of course, Clancy brothers with Tommy Makem. And then they formed their own duo. We're going to hear two different songs, one from each of them. First, we're going to hear from Tommy Makem and something called the Irish Roll.
For Lord 1806, we set sail from the cold Quay of Cork, and we were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. We'd an elegant craft, she was rigged fore and aft, and how the trade winds drove her. She had 23 masts, she stood several blasts, and they called her the Irish Rover. We had Barney McGee from the banks of the Lee, we had Hogan from County Tyrone, and we had Johnny McGurk, who was scared stiff of work, and a chap from Westmeath named Malone. We had Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. And your man, Mick McCann, from the banks of the Bann, was the skipper on the Irish Rover. We had 1 million bags of the best Sligo rags, we had 2 million barrels of bone. We had 3 million bales of all nanny goats' tails, we had 4 million barrels of stone. We had 5 million hogs, I had 6 million dogs, 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million sides of all blind horses' hides in the hold of the Irish Rover. Sailed 7 years when the measles broke out, and our ship lost her way in a fog. And the whale of a crew was reduced down to two, was myself and the captain's old dog. Then the ship struck a rock, Lord, what a shock, and nearly tumbled over, turned 9 times around, and the poor old dog was drowned. I'm the last of the Irish Rover.
Allais me tell now than you dog them in a broche log time. Lane yando me start low, the brave stabiol tani bind. The lamers fey in the coy is a raven ni knows me. A grog il be parcha Clion hay is the higher on neither lunch clear. Bang a goyer la bonk nish nagra. Oh, vine loyer. Oh, I Neil a carger o hastl yon hen Con ar sayan of Ach maha sheep, the rail rocha mavel. Ni nardam a lave it.
Oh, beautiful ballad there, sung by Liam Clancy. It translates to, "But for Ireland, I'd not tell her name." It's all about a young man out on the night and sees a young maiden. And it's one of those secret songs where in Ireland, you couldn't talk about Irish and Irish rebellion and Irish anything along those lines. So they had these secret songs where they'd have Ireland as a woman or a young woman in this particular case. And that's a beautiful song, a beautiful ballad by balladeer Liam Clancy. Hey, we've got more balladeers coming right up right here on Celtic Cafe Radio.
How's it going there, everybody from Cork, New York, and Dundalk, to Cork and Glenamaddy? Here we are in the County Clare, and it's a long, long way from here to there. There's the Burren, there's the Cliffs of Moher, and there's the Tuller, and there's the Kilfenor, and there's Michael Russell, Dr. Bill, Willie Clancy, and Noel Hale, and flutes and fiddles everywhere. If it's music you want, you do. Up the band!
Oh, listen, man!
Everybody needs a break. Climb a mountain or jump in the lake. Some head off to exotic places and others go to the Galway races. Matty goes to the south of France and Jim to the dogs and Peter to the dance. A cousin of mine goes pot hauling. A cousin of hers loves Joe Dolan. As the summer comes around each year, well, we go there and they come here. And some jet off to Frihilliana, but me and Donald Deccan, we always head down there. We go right down, get down, get down. Well, I normally the leave of a Thursday night, but my tent and my ground sheet are all the tight. I like to hit Listowel in around Friday afternoon, cause this gives me time to get my tent up, get my gear together. I don't need to worry about the weather. I can ramble in for a pint of stout. You never know who'd be hanging about. There's the Dutchman playing a mandolin, and there's a German looking for Liam O'Flynn. Adam and Bono and Larry and the Edge getting the photo taken with Naomi. Finbar, Charlie and Jim Hand, and the drinking pints to bait the bandit. Why wouldn't they, for Jesus' sake, aren't they getting it for nothing? The multitudes, they flocked in throngs to hear the music and the songs. Motorbikes and hi-ace vans with bottles, barrels, flagons, cans. There's mighty crack, loads of frolics, pioneers and alcoholics, and Plack and Spook and the FCA, Free Nicky Kelly and the IRA, hairy chests and milk-white ties and Mickey Dodgers in disguise. McGrath's, O'Brien's, Pippin's, Cox's, massage parlors and horse boxes. RTE are making tips and taking breaks and throwing shapes. Aurons and Baurons and Amadons and hairy freaks and Arab sheiks and Hindu Sikhs and Jesus freaks. And this is heaven and this is hell, and who cares? Who can tell him? Anyone for the last few chalk eyes? Before we go.
Oh, listen, man. Listen, man.
For Jackson. Parson Brown to build a special run, but just to get him down. And before the chieftains could start to play, there was six creamy pints came out in the tray. Sean Cannon was doing the backstage cooking, and Shergar was written by Lord Lucan. Mary O'Hare and the Brush Shields together singing the Four Green Fields, and Cannon were playing Harry's Game, and Chris de Burgh was singing Lady in Red and the Spanish Train. Van de Man was going ten and up, ten and up, ten and up, ten and up.
Just be mad when they go home. The wives won't let the girls alone. The book may hiss, spill may comb. The jack's all right, the lady go home. She is handsome, she is pretty. She is the belle of Belfast City. She is curt in 1, 2, 3. Please won't you tell me who is she? No, a listin' man. Oh yeah, a listin', 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 listin' man.
Everybody needs a break. Climb a mountain or jump in the lake. Sean Doherty goes to the Rose of Tralee, and Oliver J. Flanagan, God be good to me, used to go swimming bullock naked in the Holy Sea. But we prefer music in the open air, so every summer we do head down there to Clare, because Woodstock, nor knock. Nor Freddie Mercury and Slane, nor Jazz, nor the HQ, nor Liberty Hall, nor fucking none of them. Hold a match to
Christy Moore there with a few name dropping and throwing every vernacular in the kitchen sink of Irishness that there could be into that song about Listoon Varna, which is a place in County Clare where they have concerts, but it's also where they have matchmaking in September every year. We're back to our balladeers this hour on Celtic Cafe. I'll just give you a little segment here on what balladeers are all about. Of course, balladeers sing ballads, which is an emotional style of music that often deals with romance, intimate relationships, and to a lesser extent, loneliness, death, war, drug abuse, politics, religion, and usually a poignant or solemn manner. Not all the songs are ballads on this show. Ballads are generally melodic enough to get your listener attention, and I can certainly say that for most of the songs on this hour. Next up, we go to Patchy Watsong, who was with the Dublin City Ramblers, and he also sang with the Dubliners. Solo artist now, and here he is with something called My Irish Mollyo.
Molly dear, and did you hear the news that's going round? Down in the corner of my heart, a love is what I've found. And every time I look into your Irish eyes so blue, they seem to whisper, darling boy, my love is all for you. Oh, Molly, my Irish Molly, my sweet Acushla dear, I'm fairly off my trolley, my Irish Molly, when you are near. Springtime, you know it's ring time. Come dear, now don't be slow. Change your name, go on, be game, be gara, and I'll do the same, my Irish Molly. Molly dear, now did you hear I furnished up the flat? Three little cozy rooms with bat and a welcome on the map. It's £5 down, a 2 a week, we'll soon be out of debt. It's all complete except they haven't brought the cradle yet. Oh, Molly, my Irish Molly,
my Irish Molly, when you are near. Springtime, you know it's ringtime. Come dear, now don't be slow. Change your name, go on the game, be gara, and I'll do the same. My Irish Molly, oh. Did you hear what all the neighbors say about the 100 sovereigns you have safely stowed away? They say that's why I love you. Ah, but Molly, that's a shame. If you had only 99, I'd love you just the same. Oh, Molly, my Irish Molly, my sweet affectionate dear, I'm fairly off my trolley, my Irish Molly, when you are near. Springtime, you know it's ringtime. Come dear, now don't be slow. Change your name, go on, be game, be gara, and I'll do the same. My Irish Molly, oh.
Patsy Watchung there with a couple of songs. One there, Hills of Connemara, we just heard from. That was all about making poaching in Connemara. And the other one was My Irish Molly from the 20s by the Flanagan Brothers. They originally recorded that. And it's kind of a Tin Pan Alley Irish Music Hall song from that era. Well, next we move on to Northern Ireland and a gentleman I got to spend some time with on the cruise in 2014. And his name is Tommy Sands. He's from County Down. He writes his own songs as well as records others. I consider him the bard of Northern Ireland, maybe even Ireland at this particular point. Again, here he is with No Sleep Tonight.
But now and then you need some fun. It's a night for everyone. Do you feel alright?
Alright.
Will you dance all night?
Alright.
Till the morning light?
Alright.
There'll be no sleep.
Alright.
Old man trouble, old man care, we're gonna dance you out of here. Mr. Sorrow, Mr. Pain, don't you ever come back again. Do you feel all right?
All right.
When you dance all night.
All right.
Till the morning light.
All right.
Then. Tonight we'll dance all round the world, from east to west, from pole to pole, from old Arbor to New Orleans, from Africa to the Caribbean. Do you feel all right?
All right.
We'll dance all night.
All right.
Till the morning light.
All right.
Then we'll sleep. Standing by my side, he took a step and fell again. Somehow he was able, but then he started walking with the dancing in his eye.
I have heard the springtime singing, and I've seen the young girls laughing, and I heard an old man sing this song as bright as the eye. Never say die. We will rise again.
I heard the cold chains rattle and the keys of midnight turning. The body bent and lonely, the spirit burning low. But I saw the sunlight beaming through a narrow cobweb window. Another day was dawning and another flower would grow.
I have heard the springtime singing, and I've seen the young girls laughing, and I heard an old man sing this song, as light in the eye, and ever say that we will rise again.
The flies were in a circle, they were resting on the table. The next of kin were standing in the doorway to the room. Well, some of them were saying that the good old days are over, but others, they were saying that another day will come.
I've heard the springtime singing, and I've seen the young girls laughing, and I heard an old man sing this song. There's light in the eye, never say die, we will rise. I've heard the springtime singing, and I've seen the young girls laughing, and I heard an old man sing this song. There's light in the eye, never say die, we will rise again.
Tommy Sands there with the uplifting song called We Will Rise Again, and before that, No Sleep Tonight. And now we turn to the last balladeer on our show this hour. Met him in Chicagoland in about 1985 in a Holiday Inn lounge with about six people in the lounge watching him and listening to him. His name is Danny Doyle. We're going to do a couple of songs from him. First of all, we want to know where the Blarney Roses grow, and then Follow Me Up to Carlo.
Anybody tell me where the Blarney Roses grow? Some say down in Limerick, down and more say in Mayo. There's somewhere in the Emerald Isle, this I'd like to know. Can anybody tell me where the Blarney Roses grow?
T'was in the glens of Antrim, near the town of Cushendall. One morning met a damsel there, the fairest of them all. Was with me young affections and me money she did go, and she told me she belonged to where the Blarney Roses grow. Her cheeks were like red roses and her hair a raven hue. Before that she had done with me, she had me raven too. She surely left me stranded, not a coin she left below. The damsel that belonged to where the Blarney Roses grow.
Can anybody tell me where the Blarney Roses grow? Some say down in Limerick town and more say in Mayo. There's somewhere in the Emerald Isle, this I'd like to know. Can anybody tell me where the Blarney Roses grow?
There's roses in Killarney, some in County Clare, but upon me were those roses, boys, I can't find anywhere. She flummoxed me, and by the powers, she left me broke also. Did the damsel that belonged to where the Blarney Roses grow? Ah, Cush le Grog, young man, she murmured soft to me. If you belong to Ireland, it yourself belongs to me. Our Donegal, all you broke, it captured me, you know. I'd look to her and would look at the place where the Blarney Roses grow.
Can anybody tell me where the Blarney Roses grow? Some say down in Limerick town and more say in Mayo. They're somewhere in the Emerald Isle, but this I'd like to know. Can anybody tell me where the Blarney Roses grow? Can anybody tell me where the Blarney Roses grow? Some say down in Limerick town and more say in Mayo. They're somewhere in the Emerald Isle, but this I'd like to know. Can anybody tell me where the Blarney Roses grow?
Thank you. including all the old disgrace that Black Fitzwilliam stormed your place and drove you to the ferns. Grey said the victory was sure, soon the firebrand he'd secure, until he met at Glenmalure with Vic McHugh O'Byrne. Curse and swear, Lord Kildare, Vic will do what Vic will dare. How will Fitzwilliam have a care? Fallen is your star low. Up with halberd, out with sword, on we go, or by the Lord. Vic McHugh was given the word, follow me up to Carlow. See the swords of Glenamail flashing o'er the English pale. See all the soldiers of the Gael beneath the burden's banner. Rooster of a fighting stock, would you let the Saxon cock crow out upon an Irish rock? Fly up and teach him manners. Curse and swear, Lord Kildare, them will do what them will dare. Now if Fitzwilliam have a care, fallen is your star low. Up with halberd, out with sword, on we go for by the Lord. Vic McHugh was given the word, follow me up to Carlow. On to Sigurd, to Clonmore, blows a stream of Saxon gore, of great as Rory Bogomore, and sending the loons to Hades. Is sick and rain is fled. Now for Black Fitzwilliam's head, we'll send it over trim and red to Liza and her ladies. Curse and swear, Lord Kildare, Vic will do what Vic will dare. Now if Fitzwilliam have a care, fall into your star low. Up with halberd, out with sword, on we go for by the Lord. Vic McHugh was given the word, follow me up to Carlow. Curse and swear, Lord Kildare, halberd, out with sword, on we go for by the Lord. Vic McHugh was given the word, follow me up to Carlow.
And that's it for this session of Celtic Cafe. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did bringing it to you. And if you did, tell your friends. Tell all your friends to tune in to Celtic Cafe Radio. If you missed any portion of the show or want to listen to previous shows, just go to CelticCafeRadio.com on any device and select the MP3 link to stream online. You can view playlists from this show or any show on the streaming page. If you have questions about Celtic music or feedback on our show, just email me at music@CelticCafeRadio.com. That's music@CelticCafeRadio.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time. Schlan Lot.